then.
Or right now.
Well, right now. Here's her song.
Anytime. We will have her here anytime.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to the show, Nicole Spagnuolo, who does recommendals on Wednesdays. It's streaming stuff and cool things and movies and TV and stuff and whatever she feels like talking about. She's here again to do it on a regular Wednesday kind of thing. And Nicole, it's good to have you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm, you know, doing good.
Yeah.
You know, I had a rough week, but bounced back and things are on track. And thank you, Brian, for playing that song for me.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
It's been stuck in my head for months.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yes.
Good. Now is it out now? Now is it still stuck or did it?
No, I'm kind of like you, Scott, that. So I've heard that song a number of times growing up, but sure. I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And a movie I just watched recently, which is one of my first recommendal, featured that song.
Oh.
In an interesting light, and I look at the song differently now because of the movie.
Mm. I can't wait to hear what the movie is. But that is the kind of song that, like, because Brian played it today. Like today at like 5 o'clock, you're gonna find me like rushing to finish some deadline and going. Ground control to Major Tom. I'll be down here singing it.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to help it. So thanks for that, I suppose.
It's just one of those songs that you don't really... I never really listened to the words, like truly listened and took them in. And it's a really great song about bravery.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want the first movie?
I do. You want to also remind me of while you're telling me the first movie? It reminds me of this book I just finished.
What book?
The Martian.
Martian.
By Andrew Weir. Is it Andrew? Andy Weir? Anyway, it's about a dude who...
Not Johnny Weir.
No. It's about a dude who gets stranded kind of by accident in a Mars mission on Mars. There's no aliens or anything. It's not like that kind of story. But it's all about him in the face of absolute, complete, and total isolation with very little chance of survival. That's all I'll say about it. But that kind of thing lends itself to this song as well. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry. What's your first movie?
No. It was a recommendation. Someone and I tried to find their recommendation because it's been a while. On my Twitter, so I have a recommendals Twitter account, and it came in, and I'm like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to see that. Unfortunately, it's not streaming for free anywhere, but it's so I enjoyed it so much that I would say rent it, buy it, you know, whatever. Whatever means possible.
Yeah.
Because it was the kind of movie that just stuck with me. Like I said, I've been thinking about the song and I've been thinking about the movie since I watched it a couple months ago. And I finally just got a chance to tell you about it. But it's the 2013 remake of A Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Mm.
Oh.
And
it's so... Okay. I'm glad you brought this movie up.
Yeah.
It is very controversial as to whether it's good or bad. Like
I thought it was wonderful.
Some people just hate it. And so
and that's the funny thing cuz I watched it thinking I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I loved Kristen Wiig. I loved Ben Stiller. Shirley MacLaine is Ben Stiller's mother. Who's the guy from Parks and Rec?
Which one?
Adam Scott.
Oh, Adam Scott. He's in that, is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's a dick.
Oh my gosh, this is literally at 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. That is exactly what I'm getting at. Is
wow,
that it's so down the middle, this movie.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I find that people that watch the original, I think, tend to not like this remake. I've never seen the original.
I didn't know there was one. That's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know the other one.
Yeah. Who's in it? Danny Kaye, I think it is.
Yeah.
1950 something is when it was made. But Sean Penn is in this as well, the new one. Mm-hmm. I like it because
I should mention the crowd score is pushing 75%. So everyone I talk to that's like
Captain
a person
Kipper hated it. Oh no.
See, some people just hate it. My daughter thinks it's the greatest film she's ever seen.
Yeah. I think because it spoke to me because Walter Mitty is a man that has never really lived his life.
Mm.
And it's about his journey. It's about his space odyssey. It's about him taking the steps to start living his life. He works for Life magazine, and the magazine is being merged in with Time, and they're kind of doing redundancy and firing people. And
the last
cover is the film or the whatever is missing, and he works in that department. So I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I love Kristen Wiig in it. She sang a version of Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm seeing that on the soundtrack right here. Oh, that's so cool.
She actually sang it? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. He has these moments where he kind of spaces out and he imagines himself as his best version of himself. Mm. And he never does that until he goes on this journey. So I looked at it through, this is kind of awesome to see someone live their life eyes. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. I know it's a split movie, but me personally, I really, really, really liked it.
Well,
it made me smile a lot.
Okay. Well, that's all I needed to know. Because enough people who I like have said that this movie's good. So maybe I just finally freaking watch it. You know,
I would like, give it a watch. Yeah.
List as well.
Because, like I said, I didn't think I was going to like, because I was hearing everything you were hearing. But it was kind of something that sat with me.
Is this streaming on Amazon Prime?
It's not on anything.
Okay.
So you can rent it through Amazon. It's like, you know, $5 to rent.
Oh, I'll just throw it in my DVD queue.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. So, there you go. All right. Movie number one. Tucked into the position of I should check it out.
Yes. I really, 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 really liked it. That's a lot of reallys. Yeah. That's like Patrick really.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That movie was really, really, really good.
So, and I was thinking of kind of the theme of today, and because I loved Kristen Wiig in this, I decided to make it a Kristen Wiig recommendal day.
Why not? Yeah.
I checked out a film she made back in 2012. It is streaming on Netflix, and it's also on Amazon Prime. It's called A Girl Most Likely. I've never heard of this movie. In fact, I just kind of took a gamble on it because I really didn't know what to expect. I only watched it because she was in it, and it also has Annette Bening, who plays her mom. Matt Dillon is in it, and that's probably about it for notable actors. But it's a story. How do I put it? She comes from a very. So she's living in New York. She's originally from New Jersey. She's from Oceanside, New Jersey. She's very embarrassed by her family, and she's been trying her whole life to kind of pull away from them. And it's the story of she tries to get her boyfriend back by faking a suicide, but then they think that she actually did try to commit suicide, but she didn't. So she had to be put into her mother's custody. And it's about her going home. And what I really liked about this movie is at the first part of it, I wasn't really sure about it. And then somewhere in the middle, I started laughing. I started smiling. I started going, oh, wow, I kind of like this movie. And it turned around for me. And what I liked the most about it is that they didn't focus on Kristen Wiig being saved by a man.
Right.
I mean, she had a little relationship, but it had nothing to do with her journey in the story. And I really, really liked it.
Okay, so. Cool.
Wow. Yeah, I remember we watched this as well.
Did you?
It was a very uncomfortable fun. Like it's an uneasy, very unpredictable. It doesn't fit the Hollywood formula. And Kristen Wiig is just, she's just delightful.
Isn't she just wonderful?
Yeah, she really is.
I love her. I love her so much.
I think she's awesome. She reminds, you know what she is? She looks like she could be sisters with, we just talked about her last night, Brian. What's her name? From Edge of Tomorrow.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt and her look like they're related.
Yeah.
They did a thing about that when Emily Blunt was hosting Saturday Night Live. Came out on stage during the monologue and talked about how they've been, and they're like best friends, or they've been good friends for a long time, apparently.
Huh. Well, they should be because they're both awesome. Yeah, anyway, I agree with you. I'll check that movie out.
Surprising movie. I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
All right.
I liked it a lot.
Okay. big number three.
And you were talking about Bill Hader earlier.
Yeah, I love Bill Hader.
And I don't know if you know this, but he's going to be doing a movie with Kristen Wiig here soon. The trailer's out there. It's called The Skeleton Twins. And it's kind of a drama with little kind of a dark comedy, I guess.
Why is this familiar to me? I heard about this somewhere.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer the other day and I was like, oh, I want to see this. Yeah. Wow. So Bill Hader is he's still in movies.
He's doing plenty of stuff. Sure.
Still doing stuff.
He's just not constant. Like, I feel like he's picking what he wants to do and he's not having to play
like
by
phone commercials.
Yeah. Or, you know, little things here and there that just make him want to do what he wants to do. And he's not letting Hollywood jerk him around. I could be totally wrong about that. It's just the feeling I get. And if that's true, then I think that's awesome.
Well, and you want my final pick now?
Yeah, what's your final pick?
All right. So my final pick is only on Amazon Prime streaming. Are either of you familiar with the TV show Drunk History?
yes. No. What is that?
This came up sometime recently, too.
I sent you a link in the Skype call, Scott. If you play the clip. So Drunk History, they get comedians and maybe sometimes actors, they get really drunk and they have to remember a certain historical event.
Okay.
And then they, as they're telling the story, they're having actors like Kristen Wiig act out the scene. So one of the episodes she was in was recalling the Patty Hearst story.
Okay. I'm going to play part of this.
Let's see. If you start at minute 19,
Patty was living in Berkeley in this nice apartment.
Okay, I'm starting at 1 minute in.
Only one day, they let her get out of the closet.
That's her, isn't it?
And they take off her blindfold. And she looks out, and she sees all the people. She's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Oh, who are these people? Like, you guys, like, you're my mommy. This is what Stockholm Syndrome is. That was this.
So hold on. The point of this show... What channel is this on?
This is on Comedy Central.
Oh, and they just have drunk people recount historical events?
Yeah, it's usually comedians.
I kind of totally want to get into that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed this, totally under my radar. Yeah. Okay.
Season one is streaming for free on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Well, then I know where I'm doing
and they
tonight.
Just had one with Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock that
did they?
Somebody was that's where I heard about recently. Somebody was saying you got to go check out the most recent one with Jack McBrayer. Jack McBrayer.
And it's funny how they have different people telling the story drunk, and then they have like all these great actors doing like the scenes. So it's quite funny.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in. I'll watch that.
So her episode was, I think it was episode like 4 or something like that.
It's interesting casting because I don't think they probably didn't advertise it, right? She just kind of showed up in it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great. All right, I'm all in. Yeah. Very nice. What a nice little set of, it's a very upbeat recommendal selection.
Yeah, I started a little down, but then we went up.
Worked our way up. Got through the midi or the middle, get it? Midi, middle, get it? Oh, wait, he was the first one. Wasn't it? I don't know. Whatever.
Middle midi.
I get it. Hey, so Nicole, anything else going on in your world before we let you go? Anything cool going on?
Well, something cool kind of happened to Mark. He is going to be on a TV show.
What?
Get out.
What show? What is it?
It's a woodworking show. It's on PBS. Yeah. It's called Rough Cut. And he went to Boston for a couple days and filmed his episode.
That's cool.
And it should be out, I think, in October on PBS.
That is so cool, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he deserves it. Oh, I know who this dude is. I'm looking at the webpage now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this handsome hunk of a man. I've seen him. Look at that guy. You can tell he uses his left arm more than his right. Anyway, that's cool. When does it air? Do we know when it airs?
I think it's sometime in the fall is when it'll air.
Well,
if you follow the Wood Whisperer, or if you follow Wood Whisperer on Twitter, or if you follow us anywhere really, me or Nicole Spag, I'm sure we'll let you know.
Yeah, I have a feeling you'll say all about it when it happens. Well, tell him congrats from us. That's
amazing. I will. I'm really proud
so
of him.
So cool. Yeah. Well, he deserves it. It's Nicole Spag on Twitter, everybody. She'll be on The Final Score tonight with me and Brian Dunaway and friends. So listen for that. Ladies Lead on the weekends.
Recommendals is going. The call for help worked.
Oh, good.
So Ice Worm's helping me out. So the feed is back in order.
Oh, and good.
Cool.
Subscribe to it. It's back.
He's good for stuff like that.
Yes, he's great.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mark. Well, very good. Have a fun, fantastic day. Our best to Mark the TV star, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, see you, Nicole.